So we'll start with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, or what many people refer to as Lou Gehrig's disease. This is a neurodegenerative disorder. So the exact etiology and why does it happen in certain people and not in others is unclear. ALS hallmark is upper and lower motor neuron signs in a non-localizing pattern. The disease, generally speaking, is progressive in a subacute to even slow fashion sometimes. When it starts, or it's somewhat in relatively in its early stages, people may not have the upper and lower motor neuron signs yet both existing. So that might be a little confusing. However, soon, in a few months probably, when the exam is repeated, and obviously with the symptoms progressing, we're going to find some other features. Once we have both upper and lower motor neuron features, then this must be motor neuron degenerative motor neuron disease affecting both cortical spinal tract, giving the upper motor neuron signs, and anterior horn cells, whether in the spinal cord or in the brainstem, in the motor cranial nerves, giving the lower motor neuron features. The ALS, a lot of times, will start in one extremity, so someone will have, you know, weakness in an arm or a leg and some atrophy in it, and then later on another extremity might be involved with, let's say, you know, a Babinski sign and a clonus and maybe some weakness. Sometimes both upper and lower motor neuron signs may happen, both of them in the same extremity. Generally speaking, the involvement is not symmetric. It can be, obviously, but that's not necessarily the typical presentation. A lot of times, the ALS patients will have bulbar symptoms, meaning symptoms coming from involvement or damage or problems with the lower part of the brainstem functions, motor functions. So things like dysarthria and dysphagia through involvement of the 12th and 10th and 9th cranial nerves. And commonly people may have facial weakness also because of involvement of the facial nerves, the 7th cranial nerve. So bulbar symptoms are common. Anytime someone presents with dysphagia, dysarthria, especially if they have no other symptoms whatsoever, ALS, in addition to myasthenia gravis, those must be the top two differential diagnoses for dysarthria and dysphagia that is slowly progressive, obviously without any lesion that is seen on a brain MRI in the brainstem. Generally speaking, in ALS, extraocular movements, they tend to be intact. Diplopia is not an issue. That is one feature that distinguishes ALS from myasthenia gravis. Generally speaking, ALS is not confused easily by myasthenia gravis. Those are really separate and different. But sometimes in early stages of both of them, they may present with similar features. However, diplopia, it is a very typical and common presentation in myasthenia gravis, is rare in ALS. As we mentioned before, if you see tongue atrophy or fasciculations, that's pathognomonic for ALS. Generally speaking, no cognitive deficit in ALS, although recently the study suggests that there are some minor changes, in fact, actually, and those changes tend to have a lot of frontal and temporal features, almost sometimes in severe cases like frontotemporal dementia.